So welcome this morning. I'm here with Chelsea Simpson and Michelle de Vroom. So Chelsea is a midwifery unit manager for the antenatal clinic in Hornsby Hospital. You're very welcome, Chelsea. And Michelle as well is actually the midwifery unit manager for Northern Sydney Local Health District. So she's actually the overall midwifery manager. So you're both very welcome, ladies. How are you today or this morning?
Thank you. Very good, thank you.
You're very good.
Good. So what we're going to do is maybe just to start off, if you want to just tell us a little bit about yourselves, and then we'll start to talk about the role of a midwife in Northern Sydney Local Health District.
Perfect. So, I'm Chelsea. I've been a midwife for 5 years now, and I've been at Hornsby Hospital for just over a year. It's a fabulous place to work and I really enjoy it here. I've been in the midwifery unit manager role for 6 months, is a secondment, it's an acting position at the moment. So I've had a great experience stepping up and trying something new for the last 6 months.
Brilliant, great. And yourself, Michelle?
And look, I wasn't going to confess to the length of service. however, 20 plus years as a midwife. I was a nurse first. I did my nursing first and only did 1 year as a registered nurse, sort of as a new grad, and then became a midwife and never left. Absolutely love it. And then it progressed through as a midwifery consultant and then coming up through to the midwifery manager for the local health district, which is just a wonderful and I'm very honoured position to be in.
Yeah.
This team.
Yeah. It's great to be able to have that career progression as well from start to finish.
It sure is.
Yeah, excellent.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what we wanted to do is talk a little bit about the role of a midwife. So maybe if one of you can talk us through, or both of you can talk us through, the midwifery services on offer and how it works in Northern Sydney Local Health District.
Do you want me to start across the district? Yeah. So from a district perspective, we have three major public hospitals that provide maternity services. One is a public-private partnership over at the Northern Beaches, so on the coast there. And then we have we really cover from north of the Harbour Bridge out towards the coast and then up to the Hawkesbury River at the top is our district. Okay. So it's a really vast district that goes from bush to sea. So in that, we have these three large hospitals. So Northern Beaches, we've got across to Hornsby, which is where I live very close to, Hornsby Hospital, okay. Which we look at about 1,200 births a year. We have all levels of models of care here. We don't have high-risk maternity care as such. That's we look after at Royal North Shore Hospital with a maternal fetal medicine unit, and that is our tertiary unit down there, which is quite close. So if women need to go down there, that's where they transfer to or have their care. So up at Hornsby, Chelsea will go through really about the models of care up here. And then down at Royal North Shore is the tertiary. They have the midwifery group practice, the midwifery antenatal postnatal models of care, which we'll talk a little bit about. And they have about 2,500, 2,600 births a year down at the tertiary unit. And it's a statewide service. So that looks after women and also neonates coming in from all over the state of New South Wales as they need, and also the maternal fetal medicine unit. All the services have collaborative obstetric care. So we have a maternal neonatal women's health network here in Northern Sydney that keeps all of our executives together. So we have close relationships between all of the hospitals. So midwives working here and also the obstetric medical team generally know each other. They may move between units, especially with career progression or different opportunities between it.
Okay, wow.
Which is great.
It is great. Yeah, that sounds great. And from your perspective, Chelsea and Hornsby, what's the
So as Michelle said, we're a bit of a smaller unit than the big tertiaries, but we still have a birthing unit, a special care nursery, and obviously a maternity ward. And then in the antenatal clinic, we have quite a few different models of care. So we offer midwifery group practice to our women. So that's a caseload model of continuity of care. We also offer we've just started a new pilot model of MAPS, which is maternity, antenatal, postnatal service. And what that is that's a continuity model of care for the antenatal and postnatal period. So the women have an allocated midwife, for the entirety of their antenatal care. They come in and they birth with our just normal birth unit staff. And then when they return home again, that same midwife that saw them in the antenatal period sees them at home for their postnatal care. So that's a very exciting model that we've just started up. We also have a student clinic. So we're very focused on growing the next lot of midwives here. And so we have a very well-supported student clinic that runs every Friday, which is also another continuity model of care. So the students get to know the women throughout the year and then are on call for their births as an extra support person. So that's a fantastic model as well. We have other clinics as well where we try to maintain continuity. So, for example, we have each day per week, one midwife owns that clinic. So say it's a Monday when we try to encourage the women to return on the same day. So come every Monday for all their appointments so that they see the same midwife each time.
Yeah.
And here at Hornsby, we have quite a small unit, and because of that, there's a lot of opportunity to rotate around the different wards. So it's very usual that you would sort of, if you had a particular area that you really liked, you could stay there, or you could have a lot of variety. So if you were happy to work between the special care nursery, the birthing unit and the ward, that you would get a couple of shifts throughout the month in each place so that you can keep all of your skills current and be like completely across the whole team, which is fantastic. I think a really holistic way for midwives to work.
Gosh, that's brilliant, because that makes a huge difference to know the same midwife and build that relationship.
It absolutely does, yeah. And we get lots of great feedback from the women regarding those models so that they're, able to access that continuity as much as possible.
So, we've actually got the media team coming out this Friday to celebrate their student midwife clinic due to some feedback. They've been getting amazing feedback, as always, from the midwifery students and also the new parents.
Brilliant. Fantastic. So loads of pictures and...
Exactly. Morning tea.
And cake. There's always time for cake.
You got it.
So you mentioned there both in, it's in Hornsby, but it's also in across the district, is the midwifery group practice. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so midwifery group practice is a caseload model of continuity of care. So you get allocated a caseload of women and you see them for their entire antenatal period. You're on call for their birth and then you see them postnatally at home as well. So it's a fantastic model where you really get to build that relationship and see the entire continuum of pregnancy with that one family. So, yeah.
Okay, no problem.
The midwives in that model, though, they also, especially with women with any complexities coming through, so they do care for women and provide that for some vulnerable women and women with increased medical needs. And they can also work really closely with the obstetric medical team. So here at Hornsby, for example, at the moment, one of our staff specialists works with them and they meet weekly, right. And go over making plans together. It's a really supported model.
Okay, very good. And then they're obviously on call in order to be there at the birth, or how does that work with the rostering then, or how does it work from that point of view?
So they have it's supported by the whole team. So currently we have 5 team members in our unit. There's more in North Shore, but and that's supported by them. So they have rostered days off where they're not on call, and then they have days where they're second on call and things like that, so that they're the backup to their other team members. But they definitely have rostered days off.
Okay. And you mentioned as well, Michelle, the maternal fetal
medicine.
And that's, can you tell me a little bit about that?
So that's where women with complex needs, so medical, psychosocial needs come down. So they may come from Central Coast. We actually look after the Central Coast as well, local health districts. So come there. And we have a clinical midwifery consultant for complex pregnancy who really coordinates their care, and then there are other midwives as well that are involved with the maternal fetal medicine specialists. They offer some virtual care as well, so able to link in with women virtually, and also their obstetric team, because there are quite big distances which helps, so coordinating that. So there are other roles like that. So clinical midwifery consultants are like our peak clinical role. in New South Wales, and it's quite an autonomous role at times, but always having that support with their medical colleagues. They work quite closely.
Okay, fantastic. It sounds like great services are offered, and they're all connected and collaborative across the district as well. And what you've mentioned there is even the ability then to develop your skills and or develop your career. So would that be something that a midwife going over there would be able to continue to develop their skills and develop their career within the district?
Absolutely. Look, I think that's something that we're very positive about here, is making sure that we have all of that succession planning in place, but also making sure we've got great roles for midwives to work in. So whether it's that they want to do caseload, my role is to make sure there's enough caseload positions. So right now we're getting a new caseload position for group practice here at Hornsby Hospital, because we know there's a lot of midwives that want to work in that model. Some don't want the on-call at certain stages, okay? So that's why the midwifery antenatal postnatal model of care, that one where you're not on call at night, but there may be a Saturday or a Sunday that you work, but mostly it's Monday to Friday, that one, with hours that can be flexible around your needs. So it's really making sure, as long as you get your antenatal and your postnatal care done, that's the important part, but not having that on call. But there is, we have midwifery educators. So we have clinical midwifery educators at all of our sites. So very strong focus on education. We do have quite a bit of mandatory education as well. But in saying that, that's supported for midwives to go through that training. And the midwives actually participate in actually being the trainers.
Right.
So that's how we develop you up, is having you as the trainers. So our perinatal safety program, for example, we're definitely fostering our early career midwives to participate as the teachers. And there's a lot around that. We have a whole education area in Northern Sydney where that is around getting those skills.
Okay.
For teaching, for assessing, for working with midwifery students, but also working with medical students. We have strong connection with the universities here as well, and we have a strong link with a professor of midwifery. Yes, we've got midwifery educators. We've then got clinical midwifery consultants. We've got our midwifery unit managers. And we often get projects where I have people that will work in my team as midwives, and we'll be developing up. So they might have a role. One at the moment is hyperemesis gravidarum. We're doing work around that and enhancing the experience for women experiencing hyperemesis gravidarum. So we have a full-time CMC for four years rolling out that project for women across the district.
Okay, great.
So lots of opportunity.
Yeah, depending on where you want to go, whether it's management.
Exactly, whether it's management, whether it's education, or whether it's clinical. So also for our clinicians, that might be that they become a clinical midwifery specialist. We also have opportunities in lactation. So midwives leading lactation in Northern Sydney and actually chair our breastfeeding networks. So really strong linkages, but also career pathways.
Excellent. Yeah, no, that sounds fantastic. So we've looked at the models of care, we've looked at the career pathways. What about Northern Sydney? What's that like to live in? You both live in the area, yeah?
Yeah, we both live
locally.
Yeah, we love it.
Well, that's good.
Well, I live right near Hornsby, so for me, look, last night I've just flown back from the Sunshine Coast after being up there with my brother's family, which was wonderful. So I've gone from swimming and, in the pools up there to getting up this morning, and I'm literally 5 minutes drive from Hornsby Hospital, so it's just wonderful. And I'm parked just outside. Look, it's beautiful in the way that we've got the bush here.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a gateway going up to the north coast of New South Wales, where we are, which is where my family's from. So, but not too far to drive across to the beach if you want to. But there's also the beautiful Hawkesbury waterways. But friends and family around here, celebrating in backyards, enjoying that, I think is a big part of it, and great for family. So my friends that have young families, it's very easy, dropping kids off at school or kids getting trains or buses to school very easily.
There's lots of great schools in the area as well.
There sure is.
Yeah. Yeah, and lots to do as well. There's great bushwalks and things like that. You've got Barara Waters just down the road. Yeah, you've got Bobbin Head.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, there's lots of amazing, beautiful, picturesque places that are just sort of scattered in between the suburbs. So if you want to go for an explore, you absolutely can.
Mm. So I my office is at Royal North Shore. So, look, I commute on the train. A lot of people drive as well. There's good roads now. We have, you know, a tunnel that's going through North Connects, which has made a great difference for people, especially if I'm ever running late. It's very accessible that way by public transport, as well as from the beach area. There are buses, so coming from the coastal area, but also coming over the bridge. Some people live over in the city. It's really varied depending upon people's lifestyle. So if you want that inner city life, that's very easy to have, just to grab a train or drive over the bridge to come to work. So there's lots of bars, and even on that, just over the bridge, there's some great areas there: Crow's Nest, Neutral Bay, North Sydney, you know, which have got a really great little bar atmosphere there as well. Terraced housing, I love all that sort of area. My nephew's just moving there now with his new graduate nursing friends. Looking forward to that lifestyle. It's very social. I know for down at North Shore, it's quite a social atmosphere, is going out after work or catching up with colleagues, is nice, and always supportive in our roles.
Yeah, definitely the same here at Hornsby. We've got a really great unit, a really great team. Everybody's very invested in everybody else and very supportive. Absolutely. And you know, if anyone's ever, you know, struggling or anything like that, if they're very well supported by the rest of the team, and everybody steps in and jumps up and wants to help. So
And would you have a lot of overseas nurses coming from Ireland or the UK, and how do they generally find the sort of transition process?
We are just about to start. We have a midwifery unit manager who will oversee the unit at Hornsby, who's from Ireland.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Commencing the role. So we also have others in the team here, say at Hornsby, for example.
Our lactation consultant is from England, and she's been with us for a long time now, but loves it here, and is very successful in her role. So.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So we do have quite a few across all of the services. Northern Beaches area is popular, seems to be a popular area for people moving from the UK as well. I think enjoying that lifestyle over there of that beach, close to the beaches and cafes, restaurants, really good restaurants. So coming to both Hornsby, North Shore, or the Northern Beaches is really easy.
I've enjoyed it a lot. And there's lovely, like when I was there, there's lovely parks every so often with, you know, if you do have children, that you can have a cookout in the park. You know, you've got the swings and slides and stuff like that. Like it's, and the beaches as well, you know, just to spend the day at the beach. Yeah. It's it is spectacular. So that work-life balance that everybody's going over to Australia for is true for Northern Sydney.
Very true, definitely, especially when the girls have, you know, obviously on shift work, there's often things on Instagram of the girls that have gone to the beach just before their shift and then they've come in or something like that, you know. It's definitely a very good work-life balance. There's lots to do around and lots of beautiful places to see, so,
Great bike riding, push bike riding around here, cycling. Yeah, around this area too.
Yes,
people get right into that. There's different things, different sports, of course. It's probably very much the same over there, but people get quite involved in sport as well. Uh-huh. There's mums group sport activities, you know, lots of that, which is fantastic.
Can I ask, I mean, if you were talking to a midwife that's in the UK, in Ireland, enjoying the really cold weather that we have at the moment, what would you say to them? Why should they... join Northern Sydney Local Health District over and above all the other hospitals that are coming over from Australia and enticing people over? What would you say about that? What would you say to them?
For me, I think it is it's I'm just trying to think of the best way to say it, apart from the weather, because I'm looking out at this beautiful day outside. But the team of midwives that work here, it is really collegial. And they, as Chelsea said, people do support each other. There are great opportunities for career progression. I think that that's important for a lot. All of the different models of care that they that a midwife may want to work in, lots of educational opportunities. And I just think also the women and the families that we are looking after are really motivated during pregnancy and in that early parenting time. And the partnerships that are made with families when you're a midwife over here, it's really special, isn't it? So I think of all of those things, as well as the lifestyle. But it's a really enjoyable job.
And has a very good reputation in terms of the whole state. Like, I only joined Hornsby a year ago and only ever heard amazing things about the local health district and Hornsby Hospital as a whole, and very much a well sought after job and well sought after place to live. So yeah, it's definitely a great place to come and work.
Brilliant. Great. Well, that was really informative. Thank you so much for your time, Chelsea and Michelle. And you're doing it early in the morning. I'm doing it late at night. And you've got the sunshine shining in the office and it's dark outside. So hopefully we'll be able to get you some nurses or, sorry, midwives out to you sooner rather than later. But really, thank you so much for your time. That was excellent. That was really, really interesting. Aww.
Thank you, Elizabeth. It's a pleasure. And we look forward to meeting the midwives. I'm actually coming out as part of the group that's coming over with Sam.
Brilliant.
Well, I'd love to meet any midwives out there. If there's any questions that anybody would like to, Elizabeth, I'm really happy for my email to go out. I would be really happy individual if they wanted to talk to me on the phone, anything around that.
No problem. Absolutely. And you know what, from talking to midwives, they are always interested in getting, you know, firsthand information because it's a big decision to come over. And a lot of the midwives we're talking to would have family with them. So that's even a bigger, that's a bigger decision then. So that's great. I'll get to see you, Michelle, when you're over. And that's a good reminder, just so anybody that's listening, we are doing interviews. Michelle's coming over as part of that, and we're starting from the 3rd of March. So if you're in the UK and Ireland and you want to meet the team and actually speak to them, which is really good, face-to-face, check out icejobs.ie, and we have all the schedules up there as well. And yes, we'll write a blog with this as well, Michelle, and on that we'll put your contact details too so people can reach out to you. So that's brilliant. So thank you so much, ladies.
No problem.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.